If you want to join a mastermind group, the first thing you want to think about is getting involved in coaching programs where they can actually put you into a group by joining you with someone who they think is going to be at a similar level to you. The downside with just joining with people who are at a similar level to yourself, I do love Zoom, can bring people together from right across the globe into one meeting. If you're thinking about a mastermind, you don't have to now commit to just people who are in your immediate vicinity. But here's something to think about too. There's nothing wrong with... I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. And in today's episode, I'm gonna reveal and pull back the curtains on masterminds. And I guess the first question is, what is a mastermind? A mastermind is essentially a group of people getting together, talking about, showing support for, debating, helping, everything to do with a particular topic. And of course, in the Amazon e-com space, it's to do with Amazon and e-commerce, and can also, of course, cross into business. I've had lots of experience with masterminds, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that I guess groups who are selling, promoting masterminds don't want to share with you, and some of the insights that I've got, which will help you not make mistakes when going into masterminds. So these days, masterminds can be put together in a number of ways. Traditionally, and I remember back in when I first started my Amazon training, I was put into a mastermind, which was of people in real life, as they call it. So not on Zoom. We actually met face-to-face, which is amazing these days, right? So it was a group put together that were local people that obviously could get to the meeting. And we'd have a meeting once a week and sit down and nut out and discuss all the things we were doing with our Amazon journey. Most of us, though, weren't actually even on the Amazon platform. Only some people were actually even selling on Amazon. But I remember when I first joined the Reliable Education Program, which was the first Amazon training I did, the well-renowned Adam Hudson, I was talking to him, and his brother, who's Ben Hudson, was put together in my group with some other people. And I was absolutely thrilled. I thought, wow, this is amazing, because Ben, not only is he an amazing guy, but he was also selling on Amazon already. So we had someone with experience, and there was another guy called Graham Clement, who was really good too. He was already selling, and he'd already done over $100,000 a month. So that became a real sort of inspirational type of environment, because these were the guys who were already making money on Amazon. And here was me, the complete newbie, knew nothing. I did feel somewhat, I guess, I was just not thinking that I was worthy enough to be in that group. Yeah, because these were the sort of like some iconic people within the group. So we would meet up once a month. Ultimately, there ended up being, I think, about 6 or 7 people. So the numbers can vary. I think you wouldn't have any more than, I think 5 is probably a good number all up, because you want to be able to get through everybody's concerns, issues, challenges in that one meeting. And you don't want the meeting to go for like 5 hours. So we'd meet up once a month. We actually used to meet initially at a shopping center, actually. And we just sit in like a cafe in the shopping center. And it was actually really great. I loved it, because I obviously wanted to be there and bounce my ideas and hear from them about my journey and if I was taking the right steps. Of course, they could offer some guidance into that. And I think more so though, it was about the mental support, because in this journey of business, Amazon or e-com, there's just so many challenges, and there's so many points that I always talk about where you just feel like you want to quit. And by being in that environment, you could argue that there is a bit of an accountability. When you show up at that next once a month meeting, you don't want to be the guy that's just showed up there and they say, oh, what have you been up to? And you say, nothing. I've done absolutely nothing. Because then you're going to look like an idiot. Yeah. Because if you're going to be in those mastermind groups, then you're going to want to have to contribute to the group. You don't want to show up and just waste everyone's time. So, and the other people only want to be surrounded by other people who are in it for the long haul, who are taking this journey seriously. So that's why it's great, because it does hold you accountable. So that was my first insight into masterminds. Now, this mastermind was not a paid mastermind. It was just us showing up. There was no money involved, and we were all there to support each other. And what's so great too is we could be open about the products that we were researching or selling without really the fear of them stealing your idea or running away with your money and ideas and what have you. And so that's what I loved. And I was in that mastermind for about, I would say 2-3 years around that sort of time. And consistently, like month in, month out, showing up and adding value to the group as much as I possibly could. There was one time, and I remember this always, which when I spoke to one of the guys in the mastermind group, and I must have been going through some self-doubt or, struggling with my journey. And I looked over to him, I said, "Listen, can you just tell me how much money are you actually making?" I wanted him to tell me, because he was already in Amazon, he was already selling, and I kind of just wanted that reassurance that, he was going to tell me that, "Hey, look, this is going to be okay." But I wanted to know, "Hey, how much money are you actually making? Don't give me some bullshit." And he said, he looked at him, like, "Well, I'm sales of this." He goes, "About $7,000 a week profit." My jaw dropped to the floor. I was like, "Fuck, $7,000. Now, keep in mind, this is around the period where I was struggling financially. I was driving Uber on the weekends and, just trying to make ends meet. So here's a guy who was in my mastermind group who was already selling on Amazon, and he's just told me that he's making $7,000 a week profit. I was absolutely blown away. And I wondered, just in hindsight, if that was actually a time where I just realized, yeah, this is real. I can do this. That's where I want to be. I want to be making $7,000 plus a week, because that would have completely changed my life. And so it's just little moments like that that you remember. There's another moment that I also want to share too in the mastermind. And that is that there was another person in there who decided to sell these recyclable bags, reusable bags, not recyclable, reusable bags. And the brother was brought in as an investor, and it took ages and ages. You could sort of start to see, who was sort of falling behind as far as the workload and who sort of was stepping up to the plate and getting things done. And yeah, admittedly, this person, they had a day job, they had a family. So I don't want to put any bad vibes on her, but the point is that she had this reusable bag, really, really nice person. And I just remember thinking, there was just something about the bag. And of course, you're there to offer your advice on, on these types of issues. So she's basically coming to the group, "Hey, this is my designs of this reusable bag. What do you guys think?" And the problem, I think, can be in these masterminds that you don't want to tell the truth because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. But I think more than that, in my situation, I didn't really have the experience to tell this person whether that product was going to be a good idea or a bad idea, because I was basically around the same journeys as her, right? I wasn't making millions of dollars on Amazon that I could then look back and say, "Oh, no, I wouldn't do that," or "Yes, I would definitely do that." And so that was, I just remember it. It's impregnated into my mind of something that maybe at the time, because ultimately what ended up happening is it didn't work out. And I just think I could have played that hand better with giving her my genuine advice of what I would have thought and said, "Look, I don't think it's going to work." But who am I to say, right? I didn't really know anything. I'm just the new guy too in the group. And I hoped that other people perhaps who had more experience in the group could have said more and said, "Look, maybe this isn't going to be such a good idea." But I take all this experience though now, because I can now, with my existing clients, I can give, and I do give, very, very real, true, no holds barred advice. And if she was in my group now getting mentored by me, I would be able to tell her, hey, look, maybe you want to try this as a trial product. But I think at the time she was investing like a ton of money. I think it was like $20,000 or $30,000 from memory. It was a lot. And I just don't think when you're doing these types of products, particularly on ones where it's a bit dicey, you need to invest that much money. I would have said maybe go for $5,000 type of investment, try the market, see how you go, because $20,000 or $30,000 could easily be lost, and then you're going to really be up shit creek, because as you can appreciate, you know, getting a $20,000 or $30,000 is difficult to save up, and particularly when in this case the brother was involved and he was investing, and it could get very, very messy. So that was my recollections of the mastermind group that I was in. So all in all, I really loved it. And of course, you're forming relationships with people. So over the years, these people became, you know, good friends, and some of them now, and in fact, Ben, I'm actually going to catch up with again in the next couple of weeks, because he's moved on now. He's not selling on Amazon. He's sold that business. He's gone into actually manufacturing. It's like relocatable or sort of homes, which is quite interesting. So he's moved on to bigger and better things for himself. But it's about keeping those friendships and relationships there, because, you know, when you're in the thick of things and you're all sort of going through this journey of Amazon or e-com, it does bring you together, because you're obviously going through the same types of issues. So the face-to-face meeting is one that I certainly love. But of course, then we had this big thing, the big C, and the C, COVID, made us all go to Zoom. Right. So now we've sort of, Zoom is the now the go-to. Now, I do love Zoom, to be honest, because it can bring people together from right across the globe into one meeting. So now you're not, if you're thinking about a mastermind, you don't have to now commit to just people who are in your immediate vicinity, that where you can drive half an hour to get to. Now you can actually bring people UK, USA, just find the right time zone and boom, you're together, which I think is absolutely incredible. So that's why I absolutely love the Zoom. But here's something to think about too, which I think most people don't think about, is there's nothing wrong with being in two masterminds. So you might have a mastermind group that you want to put together locally, as well as having a mastermind group perhaps on Zoom, where you're using people from UK, USA, or perhaps even Portugal to be in that meeting. So that's certainly two ways. I've been in other meetings or other masterminds as well, some of them in different types of ventures. So not just in Amazon and e-com, but it was an affiliate marketing group actually. And the way this mastermind worked was I had the main guy who was the coach, who was telling us all about how to do and showing us how to do affiliate marketing. And then everyone would come onto this group. Now, the difference was there was no real interaction, because there were so many people. So it was, I guess you could really call it like a group mentoring in a way, or group coaching, but they called it a mastermind. And the downside with this was though that you couldn't interact one-on-one or in like in a conversational type piece. What they would normally do is he'd be teaching some particular topic, and then he would ask one person to open up the microphone and then talk. This is on Zoom. And so it was interesting in the sense that you got so many people on the group from a coaching level, but you didn't get the exact questions that you needed, or the accountability even, or you weren't building a relationship with the coach or the other people, because you were kind of distant. So my experience overall has been fantastic. And so if someone had said to me, hey, you should be in a mastermind group, or what did I think about being in a mastermind group? Ultimately, it was awesome. But what about if you want to join a mastermind group? Should you do it? And how do you even do that? Well, the first thing you want to think about is getting involved in maybe coaching programs or training programs, because generally they might have a mastermind facility where they can actually put you into a group by joining you with someone who they think is going to be at a similar level to you. The downside with just joining with people who are in at a similar level to yourself is that you don't have the experience there. So if you were doing an Amazon mastermind group, you would definitely want to have someone in that group, or at least two people, who are well down the path, who can give you the advice. Now, the problem with that is that the people who are well down the track, they probably don't want to be in a group where they're just with beginners, because they don't want to have to go through all the initial nitty gritty and startup questions, because they've already passed that. They probably, and which is what I would want to be, in a group where the other people are ahead of you, so you can get the advice from them, yeah, to smooth out the pathway moving forward. So those are some of the things I guess you would consider. But look, ultimately, if you could just get in a group of like-minded people who are on the same journey, that would be definitely a start. So certainly have a look at the existing training programs that are out there. Go and join one. The other way too is actually just to think about putting something up on social media. Now, this is something that I think most people don't even think about. So what you could do right now is everyone's got some sort of social media with a network of people. So literally just put up a post, do a video, or if you're not confident doing a video, just do a text post and just say, hey, my name's Matthew. I've just started an Amazon training program. I'm really excited about this journey to financial freedom and learning the process. If there's anyone out there who would like to join with me and meet up on a weekly, fortnightly, or monthly basis for accountability and sharing stories and helping each other, then please reach out to me. I live in Tweed Heads or wherever it is, and that would be it. And you might be surprised at how many out there actually contact you, because they're probably thinking the same thing. They're probably thinking, I want to be in a group too, just like what you're thinking. And that could be a really easy way to start. Now, of course, if you find that there's people who are outside of your immediate vicinity, locale-wise, then great. You could easily start up a Zoom meeting once a month or whatever suits you. So that would be a really, really perfect way. There is another way to also do this, and that is going through a paid mastermind service. There is one that exists in Australia. And what you do is you pay them, I think it's about $500 setup fee, and they take all the legwork out of it. So they're specifically designed. I know the one in Australia is specifically designed for Amazon e-com. And so you would contact them, put your name and details down, where you're up to in your journey, age, all that sort of stuff. And then they literally have a whole list of people that are also looking to join groups. Now, going to one that's already established, they already have existing groups. So they might be able to put you into an existing group, or they might be in the position to form a new group, and then boom, you're off to the races. It's definitely something worthwhile. And I think the stats are that those who are not in masterminds drop off, fail, quit sooner than people who are in masterminds, because it's surprising how much the power of the community can drive you forward. There are different types of levels of mastermind. I've talked about already, you know, you can have a group mastermind face-to-face, you can have a group mastermind on Zoom, but there's also different levels. So as you can appreciate, if you're just starting out on Amazon, for example, there's going to be that level of mastermind for you, where guys who are doing multi-millions and I don't want to say billions, but they're doing lots and lots of money, they're not going to want to be in the group talking about how to set up your bank account. Okay. They're going to want to talk about, how do I get my products from USA and now expand into Europe and UK? That's their issue, right? And how do I maximize my ROAS? But of course, as you go down your pathway, you're going to migrate probably out of the lower tier masterminds talking about the setup of bank accounts to the next level, which might be how to optimize listings or get better products. So that might be the mid-tier masterminds. And the people who are in that mastermind might be on a similar pathway and a similar level to you. So you're going to resonate with them and talk about the same types of issues that you're all going to come across. And then, of course, at the highest level, as you go up these levels, you might find that you go from free mastermind, where everyone's sort of just hanging out, to a paid mastermind. And a paid mastermind might mean something like $10,000 a year to be in a particular group, all the way through to, I know there's high level masterminds, which can be anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Because as you can appreciate, getting into the room with people who are prepared to pay that sort of money, they're probably doing pretty good already, probably already multi-millionaires who are probably trying to get to, you know, rather than doing seven figures a year, they're now going to try and do 8 figures a year. So they're getting into the room of like, hey, what are the secrets? What are the pathways? What are the tips and tricks and strategies to help me get to that next level, and working it out amongst themselves? So that is something to think about and look forward to, I think. I think one of the things you should really put down in your diary or your goal setting is, one day I want to be paying $100,000 a year to be in a mastermind. Because you know that if you get to that level, you must be doing something right. You're probably already a multimillionaire. Now, I want to share with you, as I start to wrap up this podcast about masterminds, is about some of the things they don't talk about in masterminds and that I think you should know about. And the one thing is, getting into the right mastermind is so important, because if you get into a mastermind that is toxic, that you don't trust the people, there's some bad eggs in there. And I have heard of stories where, of course, you know, there's the jealousy can set in. So if you step out ahead, you know, you start to make money and other people aren't, jealousy can form, resentment, because it should be them, and why are you getting ahead and, you know, and they're not. So that can be a problem, because people, unfortunately, they're human. They have human emotions, and jealousy and resentment is one of them. So you definitely want to be, as much as you possibly can be, a group that is supporting you, especially when you become a multi-millionaire. Because as Alex Hormozi said recently, when you're just starting out and you're learning the process, your friends and family are supporting you. They love it. Go for it. You'll get there one day, mate. And then when you actually get to become a multimillionaire and you might put up a post and talk about your journey, all of a sudden they don't like you so much anymore, because you've now gotten ahead of them. And quite often it's not you, it's their problem, because they actually would like to be in your position, and you've taken the risk. You've dedicated a period of your life to learn a process of making money online, and you've done it and you're successful, and people just hate that. They'd rather you just sort of, oh, it didn't really work out and I've gone back to my 9-to-5 job. So having that right support network within your mastermind is so, so important. The other thing to be careful about is having blinkers on. The other people can have blinkers on. I'll just give you a quick story. A friend of mine was in a mastermind, and she was talking to the people within this mastermind, telling them how she was now selling on Amazon USA. And they were gobsmacked. They said, what are you talking about? You're selling on Amazon USA? Oh, I wouldn't do that. And the reason why they said that is because they were going to the path of least resistance, which was selling on Amazon Australia. But of course, the behemoth in the room, the one that's conquering in the world, the almighty one, is Amazon USA. That's where the big dollars are there. But because it was too scary for them, they weren't supporting her going to Amazon USA. They were like, no, we just want to sell on Amazon Australia. We don't want to know about that. But instead of saying to her, oh, wow, that's fantastic, I can't believe you're selling on Amazon USA, that's something that we would also love to do as well. Maybe you could help, you know, share your experience and help us get there. They didn't say that. They tore it down and made her feel a bit silly by going to that platform first rather than doing Amazon Australia. So those are some of the nuances within these masterminds. But if I can just say, overall, if you can get into a mastermind of any description, but with all the support and value that you possibly can, then you should definitely do it. Because I think, particularly in my case, it certainly helped me get from being negative $1 million in debt driving Uber on the weekends to now having done over $45 million in sales across the world on Amazon and e-com. And I'm sure if you get into a mastermind, it's going to help you get there as well. So speaking of masterminds, I also have a little mastermind group. It's very, very boutique though. It's only a limited amount of people can get into this group. It's for people who are on an Amazon or e-com journey, who perhaps have started from nothing and are trying to get to just the first level. But it's also got some people in there who are already selling on Amazon, who are now trying to get a better scalability to different countries, or even just improve their existing products on the Amazon platform. Now, if that's of interest to you, by all means, click on the link somewhere in this description or the bio, you know where they usually are, and we can maybe check it out and you can join the group. But keep in mind, very, very limited, so please get in quick. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.